Michael Garland is reporting in by phone as we get another update from Oceanside Community Safety. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
And how are you keeping?
We are keeping very busy, and personally, there's just been lots of stuff to try to keep on top of these days.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're well?
I am well indeed. Listen, we live in paradise. What could go wrong?
Okay. Well, let's explore that, shall we?
Well, thank you for a good segue into this one. Yes, indeed. One of the things I had passed along previous is one of the things that we are very busy with, besides our Block Watch program, getting updates out to residents, are keeping in touch, checking on the welfare of people. We also are still providing the Crime Watch report. And it's a good way, a good window to see what's happening in the community if you're not out and about as often as you normally are.
Mm-hmm. So well, give us the highlights then.
Well, during the last week reporting period, which was about May 16th that week, the RCMP received 269 requests for service. And that's everything from 911 calls to property crimes, et cetera. But one of the things that really points out is for residents is, you know, please, if you're going to leave your vehicle unlocked, chances are someone's going to check it. And you could be in the Neuse Bay, you could be in Bowser, you could be in Qualicum Beach. It really makes no difference. Folks are out there looking at vulnerabilities when people aren't locking their vehicles. So the report kind of gives an idea of what areas that the thieves are targeting at this time. So it really helps you keeping up to date on it. A lot of the good things that do show up on the report as well, though, are good residents who are being observant. So, maybe we'd spend a bit more time looking out of our window. But the Mounties were able to recover a couple of vehicles recently, and it's all because a neighbor noticed a vehicle that didn't quite look right. They were astute enough to grab the license plate number, and they got a description of the vehicle. And when they phoned it in, the plate and the vehicle didn't match. Lo and behold, Stolen plates, missing vehicles. So a couple of people were happy, at least two people. People that were the original owners of the plate and the original owner of the vehicle, they were happy to get their vehicle back, that's for sure. But it was just a resident saying, that doesn't look right, and phoning it in. And sure enough, they were able to find out that, indeed, there was something strange about that vehicle.
Excellent news. All right.
So that's a very good one. And the same thing, people are noticing the Mounties actually recover a fair amount of bicycles. And unfortunately, some folks are not taking advantage of our 529 garage program. The Mounties recover these bikes. There's no listing of the serial number. So we now are publishing it on the crime report. So if you're missing a bike and you happen to notice a description in there about that time frame, we always encourage people, phone the RCMP detachment during regular business hours. And if you have the right information, you might be able to get your bike back. Or you can go to the police auction and pay half the price you paid originally.
Yes. That was my next question. Okay, you beat me to it. All right, how about the 9 p.m. routine? We want to remind people of that, or are we ready to move on?
Yes, actually, by all means. The 9 p.m. routine is basically to that very thing about making sure that your premises are secured. And to that point about making sure that your vehicle's locked, 9 p.m., make sure that that your vehicle is secure. Take valuables out of sight. Make sure that no one can see them if they're not locked in the garage. Even if your vehicle's locked in the garage, we always recommend you lock it anyway. If someone should get into your garage for whatever reason, at least don't make it easy for them to get any of your possessions. Also, at the 9 p.m. routine, make sure you take a walk about your property. Make sure your gates are locked. Make sure your ladders and that are all secure so that people aren't going to borrow your property, perhaps to use them for other particular uses. Make sure that your exterior lights are on. That's always a good one. Bad people don't like to be seen, and the more visible your property line is, the easier it is for bad guys to think that maybe it's not as good to go to that particular property. So 9 p.m. routine, get out there, secure your property, rest peacefully.
Good habit to adopt. And business property security, what have you to say about that?
Well, right now, with a lot of the businesses not being opened right now, even with the lessening of restrictions with COVID-19, bad guys are still out there. So we're really reminding business owners, check on your properties often. Make sure that, you know, it much like your own home, make sure your property is well lit. Make sure that you're not leaving anything outside that perpetrators can use against your property. So for those that have businesses, make sure you're checking up. Make sure that you're kind of having an eye on it every once in a while, because again, bad people are out there and they're looking for vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm. Number four on your list, bring a good witness. What prompts this?
Absolutely. You know what? This is the big thing. And it goes back to the Crime Watch report where, you know, residents are noticing things and they're reporting them. And so being a good witness means, you know, basically just reporting back what you see. If it's not a crime in progress, but for instance, you see a vehicle on your street that doesn't look right, you know your neighbors, you know what they drive, and something looks out of place, phone it in on the non-emergency line. And in this particular instance, there was two vehicles recovered during the week ending on May the 16th. So that's the type of thing that you can really do as a good witness. Another thing I always recommend, a picture's worth a thousand words. If you have a cell phone, take a picture. Take a picture of a vehicle that may look out of place, property that looks out of place, or individuals that may look out of place. You're certainly welcome to take a picture of the scenery, and if somebody's standing in the middle of it, so be it.
Okay. Actually, you know, you remind me of a time years ago when I was a kid. I got robbed in an alleyway. By a couple of kids on bikes, and mm-hmm. I was with a friend of mine. When we got home, we called the police. They came to our door, and we sat down, and then they started asking questions. Well, what did they look like? What were they wearing? What did their bikes look like? And I realized I did nothing to prepare for that. I made no notes, mentally or otherwise, as to what things looked like that would have helped later the police in their investigation. So I was a bad witness.
Well, you know, it's not a bad witness, but you know what? The thing of it is, Dave, is being prepared for it. And, you know, none of us are expecting anything to happen to us, but our volunteers, we always recommend you take a notepad and a pen. The other thing is, as well, and to that point where you said you and a friend, have your own versions of what you saw, because you could look at something and you'll say, oh, it was a teal jacket. And your friend will say, no, it was kind of an off blue.
Yeah.
In the reality, it's the same. But you know what? Never try to get your facts to quote-unquote agree. Just give what you saw, because we all perceive things. My family, colorblind. So it's not really good telling me about really bright colors sometimes. just saying.
Good point. Okay.
But that's exactly the type of thing that when you are a good witness, just write what you see in your words, because that's what you have to express. And we are all based upon, you know, our experiences, and that's what a good witness will do. It'll bring their perspective, and the police, they'll mesh the two together to get an accurate description of a person or an object based on a description of two different people.
Okay. To the last point now, scams. What do you have to say about that?
This is actually getting scary. Between March 6th and May the 25th, the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, they received over 1,000 reports of fraud dealing with COVID-19. They recorded 269 victims of crime, and of those 269, they lost $1.8 million.
Ooh.
That is a lot of money. And you know what the sad part is, Dave, is that that's only a small percentage. Experts suggest that, you know, the amount of fraud going on could be, you know, 10 times the amount that there's actually being reported.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fraud, not just COVID-19. So just as the end of April, there were over 18,000 reports of fraud. Victims of fraud, over 6,000. And since the beginning of the year, $22 million lost. Do the math. 22 million divided by 6,000. How much the average person is losing to these unscrupulous culprits? So, for folks out there, please be careful when you're looking at frauds coming through. There's one coming through right now in emails, and it says it's from Drug Mart. And if you open it, it has Shoppers Drug Mart on the front page.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hover over the email address, it isn't Shoppers Drug Mart.
That's one of those great tips for checking email and frauds and phishing and all of that. There are just so many things to watch out for these days.
You know what? It's scary, Dave, because you know what? You and I, we don't sit around at night thinking about these things. Mm. And unfortunately, others do. You and I spend our nights thinking, what can we do to prevent it once we hear it? So, I mean, this is the type of thing that you have to be leery of. And a little tip of hovering over the email address, that is a great way to make sure that you know the right person. And if someone's asking you, they're saying, like this particular fraud is saying, well, you know, we want to set you up, you know, for your prescription. Well, yes, they're trying to get you all your personal information and banking information, and they want to do some shopping on your behalf.
Yeah. All about public safety and crime prevention. Michael Garland is operations administrator with Oceanside Community Safety. Good to chat, Michael. We'll do it again in a month if you're up for that.
Thank you very much, Dave. Stay safe.